Hi folks, Joe Stagman from Microsoft here. Welcome to the next video in the Building Websites with Microsoft Web Matrix series. In the previous video, we started working with HTML forms and we built this contact us form. But before we can do something with the data, we need to make sure that what the user entered was appropriate for the form. So in this video, we're going to add validation, user input validation, to our contact page. So you'll recall here, we went into a code block and we said if post, if is post, and then we retrieved values from the request collection, and then we just displayed them. What we're going to do now is we're going to find out whether or not that data that was entered by the user actually meets our needs. So one of the first things that I'm going to do is I'm going to add a variable for validation errors, and I'm going to set it equal to false to begin with. So let's assume that there are no errors, and then down here we can start doing validation. Now there are three kinds of validation that we're going to perform. One is that the fields are required. So I'm going to say if contact name is empty, then I'm going to set validation errors equal to true. And the reason that I'm using this variable validation errors is that I don't want to process the data if it's not if it doesn't pass validation. So because what we might ultimately do down here is say if validation errors is equal to false, do this stuff, otherwise we won't process the data. Now, if the contact name is empty, we need to provide the user with some input that says, hey, that's a problem. So let's say contact name, actually let's first yell error. So we'll say error, contact name is a field you must enter your name. And since there might be more than one error, let's add a break. All right, so let's go ahead and run our page and click submit, and notice here now we have that message, error, contact name is required field, you must enter your name. And of course, when we get to videos that include tips and tricks, I will show you things like changing the markup to highlight the error, that sort of thing. But for now, we understand that we're starting to do validation. So we've got a whole bunch of fields here that need to be checked for is empty. So that you don't have to watch me do all the cut and paste and editing, I'm going to pause the video, add is empty validation for all the fields on my page, and then we'll continue to do some more advanced validation for our user input. So I've added is empty checks for each of the fields in our form. So now we have one for contact name, contact email, contact subject, and contact message. But we want to be a little bit more strategic in terms of our user input validation. So, for example, what if they just put garbage in the email address. Well, we want to at least make sure that it's a valid email address. So let's go ahead and say else. So we'll say if it's not empty, let's use a regular expression to make sure that the format of what gets entered into that field conforms with an internet email address. So in order to use a regular expression, I'm going to say using system.text.regularExpression. Now, this is part of what I think is the real brilliance of WebMatrix. I've got this page-centric programming model, and I can do whatever I want with modern web technology in terms of HTML and CSS and JavaScript and jQuery, but when I need to do something that's relatively complex, I can drop down and access the .NET framework and use all of the power that's available in the .NET framework. And I think that's really clever. So once I've said that, now I can go down here and in my else statement, I can start to evaluate my entered email address. So let's start by saying we're going to need a marker that says is valid email. And again, we're going to assume it's true until we prove it's not. Now we're going to need a regular expression pattern. And since I'm not one of those guys that can write regular expressions from scratch out of my head, I'm going to use this one that I just copied and pasted. And there are many websites out there as well as many tools that will help you generate regular expressions. This is the one that I'm going to use. Right. And now that I have that pattern in place, I can say var regexp equal new regular expression, so regex, and pass the pattern that I want to validate against in. And now I can simply say is valid email equal regex is match. Passing in that email address. And then all I have to do is check to say if is valid email address is false, add some output, right? So what we've done up until this point, we've said we're going to use regular expressions from the .NET framework, so let's go ahead and add a using statement to my CSHTML page for using system.text.regularExpression. Now I've gone down here, and after I've confirmed that the contact email field is not empty, we've set our pattern to match a regular expression for email addresses, created an instance, so we newed up an instance of the regular expression evaluator from the .NET framework, and then we've checked to see if we have a match for this expression in our contact email user input. And if that's false, well, we have to tell the user that they need to do a better job at inputting an email address, so we'll use a similar format. We'll say contact email is required. You must enter a valid email address. Let's go ahead and run this and make sure we haven't made any errors. So it looks like I What was that error message again? Let's go ahead and see. Namespace regular expression doesn't exist. That's correct. So notice an error message that actually provides us with some meaningful information. All right, there's a S at the end of regular expressions. So what if I put in a fake email address? And you'll recall all of these fields now need input. Error. Contact email is required. You must enter a valid email address. So if I change that submission and I enter a valid email address, then we get the successful submission. So what we've done here so far, we've made sure that every field has data in it. The one that requires a specific format, the email address, we've used regular expressions to validate and make sure that we have a valid email address. It's a little bit more validation that I'd like to do, though. So there are a couple of fields that we want to store in the database, and there's a chance that the user would input more text than we're going to allow for when we create a database to store this information in. So the two things that we want to do with contact information, one is to send an email to whoever the appropriate contact person is, but also for forensic purposes or for analysis or what have you, I want to store them in a database as well. And when I'm going to do that, I want to make sure that I've validated the user input to make sure that the user's not trying to enter more information than I'll be able to record in the table in my database. So in order to do that, we're going to add a couple of checks to make sure that the subject and the message body don't exceed our anticipated length. So we'll do that now. So it's actually pretty easy to do. Let's go down to the two bits that we're interested in here. One is going to be contact subject. So let's add here and say, if there's value entered, so is empty is false, then we'll say else if our content subject has a length that's greater than, now I'll want to put here whatever is going to be used in my database. So I think I'll probably allow 100 characters in my database table when I create it. So I would say if it's greater than 99. But for the purposes of testing, let's just go ahead and say if the subject context subject length is greater than 10, just so that we can test this, then we're going to process that as a validation error. So we'll say, let's grab this text here and say content subject length is too long. Subject must, you must enter less than, and in my case right now it's going to be 10 characters in the subject. And we're going to do a similar thing here with contact message. So let's go here and say else if content message length is, and this will be pretty big, so let's see, I'll probably allow 2K worth of characters, so 2048 characters. So we'll say if it's greater than 2047, we'll say output the error message. Contact message is too long. You must enter typo there in my text output. You must enter a message that is less than 2048 characters. Now, if you're following along with me here, you want to remember this isn't don't want to keep this as less than 10, or I should say as greater than 10. I'm just doing that so that we can test this. All right, so let's go in and enter some data here, and let's just enter 9 characters in that field. And add a message. All right, so this is fine. But if I add a couple of more characters, now we get that error message. Contact subject is too long. You must enter less than 10 characters, including my typographic error. All right, so we've done 3 kinds of validation here. One is we've made sure that the user has entered some data into the fields. Two is we've made sure that fields don't exceed the size that we intend to require in our database. And then most importantly, in terms of flexibility, is that we've added this block of code here using the standard .NET Frameworks regex library so that we can validate against a regular expression. Now, the really powerful thing about that is that you can basically do any kind of validation that you want against regular expressions. Of course, we could do things like referential lookup. We could look up values in a table, or really any sort of code-based validation that you want. So that's an introduction to validation in ASP.NET web pages and web matrix. Now we're prepared to get ready to start actually doing something with that data. Thank you.